Okay, this is a play where we are in a bunch formation to our right, and we've been practicing running this trap play with Jerick McKinnon, and then he came back. We added Jarius Wright into the toss on the reverse. You see, Sullivan does a nice job getting out here and getting a block, and actually Teddy did a good job. They had a blitz coming off the edge, and so Teddy came and screened the blitzer coming off, and then Sullivan does a nice job getting off on him, and Cordero stays on his block as well.
How about, go back a little bit if you can, 62 Vladimir Dukas,
yeah,
like a zombie waiting in the graveyard to pounce on somebody. Look at this.
Yeah, he's
just waiting.
He's got the peel back block. We got to make sure that we stay below the head here when we do that. But guys are hustling, and guys are running, and trying to stay on their blocks and try to create big plays.
Good looking play.
All right, on this one, they've got the tight end lined up at number two, and they motion him over, and so they put the tight end to the other side. So we move the front over to the other side. Now Linville is playing the three technique, and you see this is kind of what we're looking for with him: pads down, extension with our arms and legs, and then being able to come off and finish. But it helps to keep the linebackers free. As you see, clogs up the middle here as we come off, and actually Shamar Stephan does a nice job staying on his block as well. So if we'll continue to do these kind of things with the inside, it just makes the linebacker play so much easier. When, like Linville right here, he does a beautiful job of the extension, using the left arm, pushing and pulling to get the right guard shoulder turned, and really you see Stephan doing the same thing on the backside, and then he comes off and gets in on a tackle. He jumped back inside a little bit too quick, but he came back out and made a tackle along with Anthony Barr.